Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. This is the K-pop Crunch Time with Nana. And today's episode is very special and dear to my heart. If you guys didn't know, my favorite, all-time favorite, as of since their debut, favorite boy group is GOT7. And GOT7 debuted way back with Girls, Girls, Girls. And even before that, before they were GOT7, it was just Jin-young and JB in JJ Project. So I've liked them ever since JJ Project. That's a long time to like group. So in celebration of their comeback as of today, April 20th, I wanted to make a podcast, a special two-part podcast on my favorite group. And a little bit of background on GOT7. And me, of course, GOT7 and me. I've liked them since their debut. My favorite member is Jackson Wang. He is my all-time top favorite. Most handsome, cute, adorable, hilarious favorite person in GOT7. And just a special shout-out to JB, who is my bias wrecker. He is always so fine. If you guys haven't heard any of their songs, you guys should definitely check them out. In this podcast as well, I will be putting in little snippets of the songs I'm going to talk about today. And yeah, like I mentioned, this is going to be a two-part episode all about GOT7. My episode today is going to be about my top favorite GOT7 songs. I'm going to do a couple of tops and then some honorable mentions in there as well. So let's get right into this episode, you guys. My first song, of course, if you listened to my last episode, you already know what this is. My favorite song by GOT7 is Just Right. And if you don't know me, I listen to the song so many times, I can memorize the music video in my head. So that's pretty much how much I like it. Just Right is really cute. They're super duper cute and adorable. They're like miniature GOT7, like dancing around in like cereal. And the music video is super colorful, super cute. And that is my top number one. Oh, by the way, none of these songs are really in order, but for sure GOT7 Just Right is definitely my top number one. Next song is going to be Thank You. The song is very sweet. I actually saw them perform this song in concert, so it's very dear to my heart. It's I think it's a song that they wrote for their fans to thank them for just supporting them and being with them through this journey of, you know, their debut to even now. It's a very special song to them. So again, that's Thank You by GOT7. The next two songs are, I would have to say, they are about, for me, they're about the same. They sound pretty similar. They make me feel the same way. And so these songs are Teenager and Thursday. Thursday is from their last comeback, not this most recent one, but the last one. And it's basically a more modern kind of cooler version of Teenager. Teenager was like their teenager days song, but Thursday is kind of like the teenager grew up kind of song. And so those two songs I really, really love. They definitely make me feel very happy when I listen to them. And if you haven't watched their performance of Thursday, you have to watch it because they're super adorable in every of the performances that they did for Thursday. Next song I'm going to mention is one of my favorite songs that they came out with a music video with, and that is A. If you guys don't know, special little, what is it, like a hint or a sneak peek is that this was one of GOT7's songs that featured one of the TWICE members, Sana. She was featured in that music video, so if you haven't noticed, go and watch it. Sana's in that music video. But A is just a really fun song. Their dance in there is really cool. it's one of their earlier songs that they came out with. It's a really good song. If you haven't listened to it, you definitely should. Next song I'm gonna mention is called I Like You. Na nigga choa, nigga choa. That's basically what it sounds like. But you guys should listen to that song. It's really fun. It sounds kind of funky at first, but it's a really good song. So my first GOT7 concert I went, they were promoting this song, and it was during their Turbulence tour here in the US, and that song is Hard Carry. Yeah, that's one of my top songs as well. I think because I went to go see them in concert while they were promoting the song, it was a very special song to me because it was the first time I got to see them, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I am pretty sad that during that experience, Mary and I did not buy VIP tickets because the venue was super small. I'm pretty sure the benefits were really good during that time. They weren't very big yet, so I'm kind of sad that we didn't get to see them up close and personal. I'm pretty sad that we didn't get picked to do any activities with them. I'm so jealous of all the girls who got hugs by them. But for sure, I will forever remember Hard Carry because that was my first experience seeing them live, and it was amazing. My next favorite song is titled Let Me. Oh my gosh, this song is so cute. If you haven't seen it, go watch the switch part or the change part where they're performing it live and all the rappers are doing the singing parts and the main vocalists are doing the rapping parts. For me, it was a while since I've heard JB rap, and when I first watched that, I was like, oh my gosh, he's finally rapping. And you listen to Bam Bam sing. If you didn't know, Bam Bam is one of the members in the groups where he, for some reason, he just can't really sing, but it's super adorable. And he really tried during that performance, and he nailed it. It was so good. It's super cute. Jackson and Mark sing as well, and their vocals are actually pretty good in that song, so go listen to that. My last song here is going to be called Miracle. It almost sounds like a Christmassy song. I think it came out during a winter Christmas season, but it's a very slow, mellow, but really beautiful song. You definitely can hear their vocals in the song very well. It really highlights all their vocals as well. And yeah, that's it for my top songs. A couple of honorable mentions. Forever Young is a honorable mention. I really enjoy this song. It's a little older, I think, but a really good song as well. And then my last honorable mention is going to be One and Only featuring Hearing from Sister. The song is from their Eyes on You album, I believe. And it's one of my favorite collabs that they have with another artist. It was very different because I don't think they've had any other collabs with other artists, especially female artists on their albums. So this was very special. It wasn't the title track, but it was the first song on their album. It's really fun, and it's a very exciting song. So if you haven't heard of it, go and check that out. And yeah, that is the end of part one of this episode. I guess I'll just continue to call them episode 3 and 4, but this is part one of my GOT7 special for their comeback. If you haven't listened to their comeback, I definitely recommend it. It's so good. I woke up this morning and listened to it in bed, and I watched it twice. So that's how good it is. They're super duper handsome and look amazing in this comeback. So yeah, go check them out. I think you guys would really enjoy it as well. And that's it. I will see you guys, or I guess you guys will see me or hear me in the next episode of my GOT7 special. Bye. Thanks.